Hey, can you hear Ryan?
Dwight, is that you?
What?
Dwight.
Ryan.
Dwight, this is my fucking jam.
I love this song.
Me too.
What song is it?
I don't know what it's called.
There's a dubstep remix of Sandstorm, and it's incredible.
What?
Yeah. Is that you, Alex? Alex, come dance with me.
Oh, dear God. Why did you do this, Dwight? Look what you've done.
Alex.
I brought you fun.
This is not fun.
You guys aren't talking about me behind my back, are you?
Yes, we are!
Terry, okay. I got a jam for you. Terry, I got a jam for you.
Oh, I don't use that anymore.
What?
I've been using this new thing called iTunes. But I think I might switch over to Rhapsody.
To Napster.
Did you guys hear about this new thing called Napster? You just download the music instead of streaming it. It's crazy.
Listen, Napster's in the past. You need to move to LimeWire, bro.
Oh, God.
It's the wave of the future.
No, it's all about Spy Hunter.
Spy Hunter can suck a dick.
Kazaa.
Kazaa was the shit.
Just a bunch of old pirates sitting around talking.
Email.
You say email?
That was my jam.
Emule.
I thought you were like, email.
Email. What are you guys doing after this? You guys want to go to Denny's? I said, do you want to go to Denny's?
No, I do not want to go to Denny's.
Do I have any pennies?
You bought your pants at JCPenney's?
Fuck you, Ryan. Denny's is delicious.
Oh my fucking God, this song is my jam.
Shut up, Terry.
Do you think he's just listening to songs named This Is My Jam? He's just announcing it.
This song is called This Is My Jam.
By DJ Jam.
And it's my fucking jam.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's part of the song, too. It's the chorus. This is my fucking jam.
I could actually hear that being a pretty badass song.
This is my jam, 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 jam.
All right, guys, we'll do our next venture.
I know what my next Pound Step album is going to be about.
Are we ready to start this thing or what?
I was waiting for Terry to calm down off the house and...
What?
Maybe lay
you
off
never
the
calmed down off the house.
Realistically, you should have started recording a while ago.
I did, Terry.
I'm giving you gold.
I did.
What?
How dare you say that what? I didn't.
Okay, I'm going to play it again.
What's the song called, Terry?
I don't know. It's on a mix. It's a radio thing. I don't know.
That's a really long name.
What is that drink that got
it's also
banned?
An 80s hair band.
That Four was Loko. Energy drink and alcohol. Four Loko. I'm brown Four Lokos over here.
It's back now, Terry.
Well, yeah, but it's not the same formula or whatever.
It's less alcohol.
It's less alcohol and less caffeine, I think.
Because people were dying left and right.
People were literally going loco.
I don't know if people realized it was probably the ecstasy.
Canned ecstasy.
Do you think they could do that?
We know what our next venture is.
Oh, there's the volume control.
We need a sexy ass name for that drink. Then, if we're canning ecstasy, we need a sexy name.
Sextasy.
Done.
I liked it. I was actually thinking the same thing. It's
and then, job. And then for the ladies, diet sextasy.
Ooh, her sextity.
How about sextity zero?
Ooh, sextity zero.
It's hot. Get marketing on it, Alex.
I like Sex City Twist.
Twist, ooh. Work on it, marketing. You got 2 days.
Starting 2 days ago.
So what you got, Alex?
Sex City Crystal.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
It's like a stripper.
I like that. Let's put a umlaut on one of the letters.
A what?
I don't think animals will fit in well with the theme.
Who's talking shit?
One of you motherfuckers better speak the fuck up.
Hey, we're going to Denny's, okay?
I don't know what the fuck you're doing. You ain't even try to go to Denny's after this.
Party ain't been to Denny's for years, man.
Okay,
fuck you.
Since
what the fuck was that?
Sorry, Ryan, that's the Four Lokos talking.
Oh, is it the ecstasy or the Four Lokos?
It's all the same. It's mixed in there.
Listen, it all gets mixed in the belly anyways.
You may as well just take them at the same time.
I'm just mixing them up.
It's all going in the same place.
I shake the can and I pound it. It hurts like a motherfucker, but the cocaine helps my nose.
Someone's going to die doing that.
I heard it on the Team Mongoose podcast.
Oh, God.
Those guys seem to know what they're doing.
They know what they're talking about when it comes to hardcore drugs. All their other podcasts indicate as such.
You shouldn't mix your downers with your uppers, Terry.
No, that's how you stay level. That's how you stay. You want somebody to notice that you're high? You got to take them both.
So you taking like coke and like opiates or something?
Exactly. That's the perfect. Wow, you know.
Wow, Dwight. It's almost like that's exactly what I've been doing this
entire life.
So listen. I'm gonna throw something out. You guys send it back if you ain't liking it. Okay, I'm thinking throw the opiates and we throw the coke into a blender, like quarter Four Loko, half Sexity. All
right,
and then like
what?
One thing. One little thing of sherbet, just to spice it up. You done.
Obviously.
I think we need another downer, though. I think you're getting too many uppers.
No.
All
right. No. Ryan, I'm trying to get fucking hyphy tonight, all right? And this this is the only way that I know how to do it.
All right. Go on.
All right.
At least a shot. Are you going to put a shot of espresso in there or something?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good idea. You know, I'll put that as like a different drink, and we'll name it after you, Ryan. We'll call it the bus, cause you ain't stopping the person that's going to be drinking it.
Three shots of espresso, five crushed up pills of ecstasy,
and just like a sprinkle of coke on the top. So, Alex, you haven't been on podcast in like 5,000 years.
No, I got work in the morning. Most
you even
of the time.
Remember?
I didn't. That wasn't
what
a question.
Podcast is.
You're bringing us in this week, though.
That's for damn sure.
You mean we haven't started yet?
Absolutely not. Have you heard the intro?
Yeah, right. This is all garbage.
Where's the intro song? You guys hear the intro song?
Started? Did you hear that, Dwight? Did you hear what he just said?
I haven't been here so long. I thought things changed.
I thought we were going.
I
thought so too.
This is all the pre-show. We haven't even walked through the curtains yet.
I'm gonna tell you right out. This is an amazing pre-show.
Should we even start the podcast?
I think we should end it right here.
Already calling to end it before it's even started. That's a new record.
That's good. It's only like a 20-minute intro. It's fine. It's all I want to do.
Welcome to Team Mongoose Podcast!
It's not out.
Wait, are you taking this out or are you bringing us in?
Yeah, it sounded like he was bringing us in. The podcast is over.
You gotta finish it. What number?
What number are we on?
Well, we're asking you. Don't know and tell him.
Yeah, look it up.
Yeah, Alex.
Team Mongoose Podcast.
You're trying to rage on this podcast.
123?
You couldn't be farther off.
What?
Are you just saying numbers now?
No. Yes.
No. Wait. What's the answer you want, Dwight?
What are you looking for?
I don't know what I'm looking for anymore. Who's going to do a proper intro if this dude is just going to just throw the pancakes on the floor?
No, he's got to do a proper intro.
Welcome to the Team Mongoose Podcast, episode 136.
Look at that, the correct number and everything. Alex, that's how you do the intro. We got a wind-up. We're an old car, all right? You got to go to the front of it with the crank. And then the podcast goes.
And then we're going.
Sometimes
you need a little push start. That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's to be
can't
expected.
Afford to take it to the shop.
That's to be expected.
And nobody knows how to fix it, so.
But damn it, people still respect us.
This thing doesn't even have a computer in it. How do you drive it?
We don't drive it. It drives itself.
What?
Yeah. There's no steering wheel.
God, they don't make them like they used to, that's for sure.
They don't. They for good reason, too, because having a steering wheel is
incredibly dangerous.
You really shouldn't be using those.
We've been setting a lot of bad examples already in this podcast.
Listen, our podcast is listed as an explicit podcast on iTunes, so...
We know words.
Yeah, I know. I know. I know dozens of words. Okay. I just choose not to use all of them all at once, because, or sometimes I do try to use them all at once, and then I can't make a word out of it. Like umlaut.
It's not a word.
It is a word.
You just made that shit up right now.
It's right there in Skype chat.
Dare you?
I couldn't make that up even if I wanted to.
Are we playing a game of Boulder Dash right now?
Look at umlaut. Huh?
Sound like you're choking to death. Are you all right? Should we call a paramedic?
It is a German word.
Well, that's not a real word, then. They lost the war.
Yeah, but they started it, so they get some props for that.
Yeah, those are the rules.
They still got a participation award, all right?
No, they got the loser award. Yeah. Canada got a participation award.
Did France ever participate?
Yeah, they surrendered.
Okay, they participated then. All right, France, we're going to get you a trophy. I don't know if you got it yet or not. Please reply to me via mail.
Via
mail?
Yeah.
Via e-mule.
E-mule.
Through a P2P program that was very popular back.
That's the way I accept my messages now.
Back in the day.
Just make a notepad.
Can you send that to me on Lotus Notes,
and
please?
And then throw it up as a torrent. And I'll download it.
And label it XXX Butthole Lesbian Kiss. And I will get all right on it.
I'll see it, and I won't actually be looking for your message. I'll just see the title. Because that's what I'm into. Well, I'll jump on it.
That's the thing. You put it in your common interest, and then you're bound to come across it. Right?
Well, you're not going to pass up on that when you see it.
No, of course not.
You gonna click download, or you gonna kick back and be disappointed when you open it?
Right, because it's gonna be a notepad, and it's gonna be the letter asking for a trophy from France.
And you don't have the trophy ready. You've been too busy downloading shit on email.
That's true. That is 100% of my free time, right there.
And then what are you gonna tell them?
Well, I'll probably send them an email back. Letting them know that I dropped the ball on this. So I need more time. I'll just have to wait to see what they say, because I probably still won't be able to get that trophy. I'm not even 100% sure if I'm allowed in the trophy store.
They're going to be mad.
Maybe. I don't know. They're friends.
You should switch to Kazaa.
I don't want to. Old habits die hard, you know? stick with that. I'll be okay.
I'm sorry.
The house music get the best of you?
I think I'm getting sick.
Getting sick?
Yeah.
And are you always sick?
Know. No, what?
No.
Weren't you just sick for like days not too long ago?
No.
No.
No, when Terry starts whining and crying,
no,
all the
you'll
time,
know
that's
when
he's
sick.
Sick.
I'll let you know. He's like, Ryan,
please stop.
Tissue.
Terry, I think you need to now call Ryan while he's at work so he can't answer, and just leave him voicemails of you.
I'll call him right now.
I answer my phone at work anytime somebody calls.
Okay.
What kind of job do you think I have?
I will remember that.
Like, what kind of job do you think I have that I can't answer the phone? I'm a businessman.
I
should
call you one day, and I'm going to ask how you're doing.
I'm going to walk into the office, shut the door, and we can have a nice conversation about it.
I'm going to ask you to lunch, like,
you're in the air,
that
sure.
day, that time, and then you will be like, oh, but I'm not over there. It's like 2 hours away. And I'll be like, wow.
I said I'd answer the phone, not that I'd freaking come to lunch with you. Yeah, God, give an inch.
How often do I invite you?
Take 159
lunch, Ryan, and
miles,
and
like literally.
You just don't want to come.
You kidding me right now?
You just shut me out.
Man, some
I
friends.
Offer you lunch.
You didn't even offer me lunch. It sounded like I was paying.
I'm busy. I'm busy working. I'm sorry.
It sounded like I was paying. You told me to take you out to lunch.
Listen, I was going to offer to pay.
Except you had to go to the bathroom right when the check came.
Don't worry, I got this chick. Let me. Ooh, you know what?
Oh man, this is going right through me.
Yeah, took a quick turn. I'll be right back.
That pizza went right through me. I'm just gonna excuse myself. Real quick.
Here you go, buddy. I'll be right back.
But the bathroom's that way. No, I know. I'm just gonna.
I'm a shy person.
Sorry, I had to bail. Family.
Sorry, something.
Mom's boils are acting up. Her bunions are acting up.
I'll get you next time. Okay, bye.
Oh man, you ever get hit with that diarrhea? You gotta go home. That's me right now. Bye.
So here's what happened. I went into the bathroom. It was filthy. I'm just gonna go home. Do it there.
We're cool,
and I'll
right?
get you next time.
I broke the toilet here. I gotta go home.
I am embarrassed. I snuck out the window. Is this not what you want, Ryan?
I didn't
just
say
come
I
to lunch with me.
Ryan, just go to lunch and then offer to pay, and then none of this will happen at the end. You can avoid
avoid all of this, Ryan. This is up to you.
I'm going to avoid it by not answering the phone anymore.
Don't say that.
You've ruined it for everyone, Terry. You're that kid.
You ruined it for everyone. I was trying to have a pleasant lunch that didn't involve me sneaking out without paying for it.
For a lunch I don't deserve to pay.
I work so hard, Ryan.
I don't like
this. I lose so much money at the dog races.
Yeah, but you actually live far enough away where it doesn't matter. They could actually show up and do this kind of shit to me.
That is true.
I'll hop on a plane for Alex if he pays.
Which, by the way, Terry, I have an idea for
lunch.
For the store. Can we get like boxing ropes, like with our names on it? Maybe not even for the store. Can we order them? I'll pay for them. You just need to design them.
I'm sorry. Yeah, explain yourself. Boxing ropes. Well,
smoking jackets are just too expensive, so I just want a rope.
Ropes.
Can we get some boxing ropes so I can
monogrammed ropes?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I thought you said ropes as well, and I was very confused.
We need some battle ropes.
There's football jerseys now.
I don't want football jerseys.
I'm just saying that they have jerseys.
Shut up, Dwight.
I want a jersey that says Alex sucks dicks. 01
wow.
Dwight number one.
Let him get that shirt, please. Like, let him walk around. Alex, what problem do you have with that? No one knows it's you. Let him get that shirt.
What if I attach his Twitter on it and put his picture on there? And with the arrow that says, this guy.
Why does it have to be a football jersey?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Why does it have to be a shirt?
All right.
I don't want a shirt. I want a boxing robe.
Do they got muumuus? Can it be a muumuu?
Sure.
All right, cool. What about Snuggies?
Have you just given up on life?
No, I've given up on Alex.
Oh, thank you, Dwight.
You're welcome. Welcome back to the podcast. Hey, speaking of other things that's pissing off Alex recently.
Oh, no.
We've been playing a shit ton of Mario Kart recently.
Oh, I know, I want it so bad.
And it is fun.
Fun.
It is a lot of fun.
I thought you had a Wii U, Alex.
I have a regular Wii.
I told him to take a Sharpie and write a U at the end of it and see what happens.
Put the disc in.
Yeah. I don't think he did it, though.
I really shouldn't have been yelling.
What is wrong with you?
It's catching up to me.
Ugh. Could you just tell your body that you're not going to be sick right now?
That's what I've been doing all day. I've been drowning myself in water and juices with vitamins and Halls.
Is it like a head problem?
No, we went out for Vanessa's birthday on Friday.
Uh-huh.
As we went to like bars and clubs and shit, so you have to fucking yell just to...
Jesus.
Just to communicate with each other.
They're communicating.
So by the end of the night, my throat's just ripped up.
Yep.
I go to sleep. I feel fine. That whole day, you know, I went to see you that day.
Yep.
That was fine.
Hi,
that Terry. Day. Hi, Dwight. Woke up today.
I felt like a hooker who had worked all weekend.
Hi, Terry.
Exactly. Oh, my throat was all dry.
I
feel it in my nose.
See?
So I immediately jumped out of bed and downed a bunch of water.
Well, you gotta got to go get you some naked juice.
Yeah, you got to get yourself some juice. That's for
I
sure.
Got some Arizona stuff. Like
that ain't real juice.
It's good juice. It's good enough.
You know what I don't like about Manteca that like bigger cities have?
What?
They have
places, everything.
Well, yeah. I mean,
well, yeah.
Aside from everything, they
that's valid.
In particular, they have juice stores, like places you could go in and just get like
just juice, man. Like, you just juice up all
like,
day.
Tons Jamba of juice. Juice. No. Jamba Juice isn't really juice. It's juice with a side of sherbet.
It's pretty
and ice
juicy
cream
to me.
It's you got to be really particular when you go into Jamba Juice if you want something that's actually good for you.
And go a go-go.
Or Orange Dream Machine.
Okay. Anyways, no, actual juice. Not like God, not
I'm
a
going
smoothie,
to, I'm going right now.
But
what time
an actual
is it?
Juice.
It is 10:22, Ryan. You trying to go to Jamba Juice?
Nah, they closed. It's
Sunday. You trying to hit up AM/PM?
I couldn't even run without paying the bill.
Thanks for the juice. Bye.
Why would I try to run
it never work. They make you pay for it up front.
Yeah.
I'm not Terry.
They don't trust anybody.
Not trusting you with my juice. Not that much.
I miss the days when Nick and Sam worked there.
I worked there for a month.
Yeah, I don't remember those days, so I don't miss those days.
Because I worked there before Sam was even there.
Well, I guess you're just the coolest fucking cat.
He was cool before Sam was.
Not really.
They told me I wasn't fun enough to work there. I interviewed there. They straight up told me that I was too serious because I showed up in a... I showed up in a suit.
I was about to say, you didn't show up in a suit, did you?
Of course I did. It's a job interview. What the hell else
did
I was going to show up?
You show up in a suit for a place that makes smoothies?
I showed up dressed
appropriate for the environment that you work in.
Yeah.
Screw that.
Naked.
No, you always look your best. Disagree. Well,
I look my best in a suit or not in a suit.
That's 24/7.
My best 24/7, except for right now. I'm wearing a shirt and shorts.
And you're sick.
And I got a cough.
And you sound like shit.
But it's a good thing no one can see me.
Yeah, good thing for all of us.
I could see you.
Wow, Ryan. You just went for the throat on that one.
Yep.
I have to go now.
Terry? Terry. Pull your shit together.
Don't let him.
Go on, get.
I'm not gonna let you.
No one fucking lets you.
Don't let this man bring you down.
Stronger than this.
Go on.
I'm not gonna let you. I'm not gonna
don't
let
you have somewhere to be? You being sick? You being
I gotta
sick?
Be right here.
Let's just curl up in bed and go get sick, huh?
Right.
Let it take you. Come on. Let it take you. Just get sick.
Ryan, be careful because then you're gonna get sick.
Good. I got plenty of sick time.
That backfired, Terry. I'm sorry. I thought he was going to get real scared and apologize to you. That was my bad.
Well, thank you for trying. At least someone stood up for me, Alex.
I can be as mean to Terry as I want. It still ends up being Alex's fault.
Hasn't said shit.
Wow.
Jeez, Alex, what's wrong with you?
Just stop showing up to podcasts and this happens.
I'm just listening. It's like all three of you are trying to talk over each other.
Yeah, welcome to the podcast, Alex.
I don't know who to listen to. I'm like, wait, what's Ryan trying to say?
Listen
he said
everybody.
Sick like four times.
Alex, you have two ears to divide up your attention.
You can listen to four things with two ears, in my personal opinion.
I can't. One of my ears doesn't work.
What's wrong? What's wrong with you?
You done?
You broken too?
Yeah.
Head all fucked up?
Yep.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
I wonder if mine will work this time.
It works every week, Ryan, to be fair.
So it's the pure... we did the 7D experience.
The 7D experience? You want to? What's that?
It's so you're in a theater, like a movie theater, but the seats move like a roller coaster, and you have a gun, and there's like air and water kind of sprays on you and stuff.
Ooh.
And it was a zombie one, so you're shooting all these zombies. You're riding around.
Uh-huh.
I got first place. Of course. By like 10,000 points or something like that. I don't remember. A large number.
So wait, so it wasn't a movie, it was a game?
Yeah, it was like a 10-minute ride.
Oh.
On the boardwalk or on the pier.
I get you. I'm picking up what you're putting down. So
I'm gonna be honest, I wasn't listening.
Now, Ryan, was this expensive?
No, it was only $10 for that, and then we paid $3 extra to do like a laser challenge.
Ryan, yeah, that's $10.
Well, I mean, I guess for all three of us, it was $13 a piece, or all four of us. Sorry, $13 a piece.
Four? Who'd you go with?
Scott, his girlfriend.
Oh, who's Scott?
My younger brother. He was. Remember, he was on the video when I got my computer.
Yeah, I know who.
Everyone knows who Scott is.
I know who Scott is.
He's the handsome one.
He's the reason that we have the
hashtag. I thought I was the handsome one.
That's true. Somebody hashtagged it to me the other day. Maybe even today.
It's probably today. I think I saw it today.
A new hashtag. Come on, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's still going strong.
I almost hashtagged one, too, because he's so dumb.
Could you, do you want to elaborate on that? Or are you just
That's just okay. It. Like, really, like, I had so many.
He's just so dumb.
He knows it.
He can't have it all.
He can't have...
He's so smart, though, at the same time. That's what's so frustrating. Like, he's really book smart. Straight A's. That's it, though.
My webcam is messing up. I'm just going to turn it off.
Then I will be the one.
Yeah, your webcam's actually looking pretty good, and your voice quality isn't taking a poop.
Oh, you guys were webcam.
Yeah. Idiot.
I probably couldn't hear it over my club music.
Nope.
Well, are you going to invite me?
Come on in.
There's your invite.
Okay, well...
Wipe your shoes.
I like to be fashionably late to these things.
Well, you're already late.
I'm going to give another 5 minutes. Just be safe. Just to be safe.
Guess who's back?
I'm no amateur.
I beg to differ.
Is it Dwight? Is Dwight back, Ryan?
Yes, he's back again.
Hello. That's me.
I can't see you, Dwight.
I'm sorry, Terry. Open your eyes.
Five minutes.
Five, okay. You do what
give it time.
You do what we gotta do, Terry.
What do you guys think of Watch Dogs?
Ryan,
I have played it since that night that we streamed it. Mm-hmm. I've honestly, Warframe has been consuming me slowly but surely.
What do you think of Warframe?
I'm just letting it. I'm very pleased with how far it's come.
It is a lot better than the first time I played it with you guys.
Yeah, I'd like to play it again, but I want to play it alone, and no one ever invites me.
You want to?
I know I played it that first time that when we first played it.
I played it with Baguetta and Greg, and all they did was yell at me the whole time.
Wow, rude.
Right? Yell back.
Well, it was mostly Greg, as you could have guessed. But...
Yell back. That would have solved
it. You know I'm not a yeller.
I know.
Have you played it since then, Ryan?
No, that's what I was... God, listen! That's what I just
I can't.
Said.
There's like all of you are talking together.
No, I was the only one talking, and I said I haven't played it since I played it with Greg and... what's his face?
Baguette.
Didn't you say you were going to play it? Didn't you download it?
Of course I downloaded it, and then Terry never wanted to play.
I'm playing right now. What the fuck's wrong with you?
You need Terry to hold your hand?
Fucking yes. Spencer's getting it in out there.
I don't want to play it alone.
Spencer's king of space right now. He's got Rhino. He's all in pink.
After this podcast, Terry, you want to teach me the ways?
All right.
Terry's going to Denny's after this.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm paying.
So are we going to swing by Denny's first, and then you want me to teach you? Or?
Yes.
Are you just saying that so I'll teach you?
I'm about to say.
Am I actually going to see you at Denny's?
Yes.
Am I going to be
Are you going to run
up?
Off without paying?
Ryan, don't do that to me.
I would never do that to you.
And I would never do that to you. But I absolutely would do that to you.
I don't believe you.
That's okay. That works in my favor.
No, I don't believe that you wouldn't do it to me, is what I'm saying.
Oh.
I believe full-heartedly that you would.
Well, that's different. Ryan, I would never. Forget what I said earlier.
I am a very trustworthy person.
Not one minute ago.
And then you should meet me at Denny's.
I'll be there.
I'll be there with my wallet to pay for my meal.
Oh, no, it's in my other pants.
Oh, no.
That's the worst.
As I was going out the door, I looked out, I said, Ryan's...
This is a Denny's attire.
This is not the...
I have to go home and
change. What, am I going to Walmart? I can't be dressed this nice.
I got my suit on and my tie.
I'm wearing pajamas. It's too nice for Denny's. Boxers it is.
And just put on my sweatpants, the ones with the stains.
That was dumb.
Oh! Once that I cut short.
To cut the stains out.
There were too many holes and stains, so I just cut them short like Daisy Dukes.
They're above my knees.
They're called Sweaty Dukes.
There was just no room for a wallet, to be honest.
Now there's not enough room for stains, holes, or my wallet.
It's got that thing where the pockets go lower than the...
Yeah, but the bottom of the pockets are cut, too. But you leave them hanging so people know that you have pockets, but there's nothing in them.
No one's going to want to rob you. No one's going to want to talk to you or look at you.
Terry, you might not want to wear your sweaty dukes. You may not get waited on. They may not ask for
It's
order.
Denny's. I'll get waited on, all right.
You'll probably be the nicest dressed one there.
Ooh, fancy. What are you doing?
Oh, sir, God. We have a table for you right here. By the kitchen.
Where did you get those?
The kitchen's my favorite seat.
Someone's got a big night plan.
Ooh, right next to the bathroom? Thank you.
Got a booth right next to the bathroom.
Lord have mercy.
Got a booth in the bathroom.
It's just a stall. It's a stall. Just a bench.
It's like they give you a slide-in table, so they ask you to sit down, and then they just slide like one of those TV trays in front of you. They give you a menu.
Bon appetit, monsieur.
Mansoir. Oh, the Grand Slam. That's a great choice.
Excellent choice. Excellent choice.
Would you like to see a list of orange juices? We have a very fine vintage. We've only left this one out since last week.
This one expired in January.
Of last
it's got
year.
A bit of a kick to it.
Yes. No, I see you're a man of fine taste. We'll get you the 2009. It's brown.
It's a nice brown. I don't think I can afford that.
It's a nice amber color.
And I'll bring you a knife and fork with it as well.
And a nose plug.
Consistency of syrup. Put it on your Grand Slam.
Your jam.
It's just jam. Orange jam. And it comes in those little jelly packets.
You can put it on your toast.
But don't put it on your toast.
But just between you and me, it's better on pancakes.
Man was not meant to eat this.
Isn't Denny's the place that has the bacon milkshake?
It is, actually.
I bet it comes in a fine martini glass.
The last time I was there, Spencer was staying the night here. And, I almost got it because I was just like, a bacon milkshake, really? And then I decided not to because I just...
That was a good call.
I just couldn't...
Because a bacon milkshake,
because
really?
A bacon milkshake.
I couldn't do it.
That sounds disgusting.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, but you know
we
what?
We're all proud of you.
It's a regret that you have to live with for this very day.
How else?
I always wonder what would have happened.
How else am I going to use the hashtag YOLO legitimately? All right?
That's true.
If I'm not...
Deep fried Oreos at the boardwalk?
That's not a Denny's, Ryan.
I didn't say it was.
I know, but we're talking about
Denny's. Denny's, you get killed.
No, you said, how am I going to use the hashtag YOLO? You didn't say nothing about no Denny's.
We're talking about Denny's. We've been talking about
it. Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. I didn't know that this podcast...
For at least 11 minutes.
...such a rich, fascism ties, and we could only talk about what Dwight wanted to talk about. That's my bad.
Are you saying Denny's is a bunch of fascists?
No, I'm saying you,
Terry. He is insulting Denny's left and right.
Incorrect. I am insulting you, sir.
Ryan, I am burning up right now.
I don't care, Terry. Go listen to some house music.
I'm going to report your name.
I have been listening to it this entire time. Thank you very much.
This is between Dwight and I now.
I'm going to report your name, Ryan, to the Inner Bureau of Breakfast Foods and Diners.
Have at it.
Oh, shit.
I bet I've brought them more business than you have over the years. Bring it on.
But you don't go there anymore.
Well, I'd go to much nicer places than Denny's.
Yes,
now.
You don't go there anymore.
You go over to the IB, do whatever the fuck Dwight said with that nonsense. They're going to rule against you real quick.
No, they're not. Denny's is on their hate list right now. You don't know. You even read the news.
It's the IBOBF, Terry. All right?
IBOBF. Excuse, I'm sorry.
Do you even read the news?
Yeah.
When
Fox comes on your television, are you even there reading it? The true facts that Grace something is telling us?
Like you get any true facts from any news station anywhere. Oh shit, I just got hit by a garbage truck. Like, that was fucking rough.
Playing a little too much Watch Dogs.
Yeah.
No, that's just real life.
Yeah. Watch Dogs, that's what I said. Yeah.
So, Alex, why don't you talk for a while? Shut up!
Yeah. We're all getting pissed at each other. Why don't you say something?
Say something smart.
It's awkward now. They're all yelling at each other. Fuck you, Ryan!
And you didn't lift a finger
just jumping
to stop
on the bad
anybody.
One? Is that what this is about, Alex?
You didn't say
anything. You want to go?
You're just watching this family tear itself apart, and you don't even care!
I don't know. Why am I the bad guy now?
Because everyone's the bad guy. It's your turn now.
Oh.
Wake up, Alex.
Just you wait until I get that jersey.
No, don't.
How dare you.
Ryan, do something.
Fuck you. You scream fuck you at me. Like, what am I going to do to your ass? Shit.
I was quoting Terry.
Wow.
God, that's pretty fucked up, Ryan. After all those times I stood up for you.
Wait, what have you ever stood up for me?
Wow, Ryan.
Oh, this is how it's going to be, huh?
That's how it already
is,
Ryan.
That's true, Ryan. We have been laying into Alex this entire podcast, and you haven't done anything to help him out.
Yeah, I know.
There you go.
Yes. Fuck
wow.
You, Ryan.
Wow, Ryan.
Hey, I show up. I'm always here. Why are we going at me right now?
Wow.
I had no idea this was how it was going to be. I think this might be our last podcast, guys.
Ever. Mine, at least.
We didn't even make it to 150.
We had so many big plans.
So many big plans. This is all your fault, everybody listening.
Yeah, wait a minute.
You guys haven't said
you tore us apart. We were all great friends.
We were the best of friends until this podcast was.
We formed a team because we were such great
friends. You guys
just
thanks a lot.
Kept bitching. Where's the podcast? Why aren't you doing the podcast?
Well, here it is.
Well, here we are.
Last time.
Here it is, and this is where it goes.
136 episodes, and you guys never said a word.
This is where the podcast finally dies.
Thanks a lot, everybody who's been listening. Seriously, thank you a
for
lot for listening.
Years, thank you.
We
so
truly
much.
Appreciate it.
You
we hope
assholes.
You enjoyed it.
We wouldn't be doing this if you guys weren't listening, so thank you. Thank you!
So tell us about Mario Kart.
We should have just ended it like that.
Put that in the middle, everyone.
Wait, so is it really over?
The extreme angry grateful person who actually truly means what he's saying, but he's saying it in an angry tone, so it sounds like he's pissed.
Right.
I like this character.
Sounds annoying.
Yeah.
What a dick.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be friends with him.
This guy you talk about behind his back.
So how's Mario Kart?
Yeah, my question.
It is a joy.
It is great.
It's not like the Wii version, is it? That it was kind of not.
I didn't play that a whole lot, but Terry has.
It's way better than Wii version.
Okay, hold on. Let me ask you this. How is it compared to the 64 version?
Way better than 64.
Is it?
Hell yeah. Are you serious? That console came out in like 96,
well,
man.
Well, Double Dash was better than 64. It's not like this is news.
Is it better than Double Dash? I don't know. I like the 64 one more than Double Dash.
Fuck no. Double Dash was awesome.
I'm excited to get my Wii.
What you should be asking is if it's better than the DS version. Because that one was the fucking shit.
Is it better than the DS?
Mario Kart DS?
Yes.
Oh, I think you're talking about 7 or whatever, the one that I have.
No, that's, I never played 7. I don't know about that.
The 3DS one?
Yeah, I never played it.
I like it.
Why haven't we gotten that? We all have 3DSs.
Well, because now 8's out.
Yeah, but we can't.
Well, we can play together.
You mean you can't?
Talking about Windows 8?
You play 7 with me, Ryan?
If I have it, I think I might have borrowed it, but I'll go get it.
I'll go get it.
Ryan, don't talk to him.
I want to get a 4G card so I can when Smash Brothers comes out for the 3DS. I want to get a 4G card so I can play it on the train all the time.
Toot toot.
That'll be fun.
You're gonna be walking on the train and you'll catch eyes with somebody else that has DS. Like, this shit's happening?
I think it is.
You you're just sitting on the train and you're playing or whatever like that, and then like you hear the across the train, and
huh? Caution, doors closing, and some guy's just standing there. How it goes down.
Then you lock eyes with the man down the train.
He flips his DS out. Before he knows what I hacked him, he's
DS
out.
The hobo on the train flips his dick out.
I'm not on the BART.
Then everybody's playing.
I'm not taking the cheap train. I take the nice train. Sarah's the one that has to see
this
hobo.
Guy over there. I don't ride the civilian train.
I don't eat at Denny's.
Yeah, this guy. Yeah. He's better than everything now.
He goes to the higher end Mr. Denny's.
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 Mr. Diane's.
Denny's French cuisine.
Hi, I'm Diane.
So what do you want? Some pancakes, waffles?
What do you want?
I want some pancakes, some waffles. All right, French toast it is.
We only got French toast.
Nah, we're out of everything. French toast today.
My cook called in sick, and I only know how to make French toast.
French toast and scrambled eggs.
And omelets, because those are basically scrambled eggs. All right.
Never mind, not omelets. I'm not comfortable with that.
I just heard we're out of chickens.
We're out of chickens.
What does that have to do with French toast?
No, fool, it has to do with the omelets.
Oh. You got live chickens in the back. Fresh eggs.
How else are you going to get eggs?
Well, yeah, it's slightly fancier than
Denny's.
they get those eggs shipped in by the gallon.
It's already cracked and just in.
They have that, and they probably do use some of that. At
they don't have gallons, do they? They have tiny little cart.
Nah, man.
I would like to order 1 gallon of eggs.
I guarantee you, you can.
Okay, Ryan, I'm gonna sure Google a gallon of eggs.
Oh, please don't.
Please do.
We don't have to do this.
A lot of people asking how many eggs will fit in a gallon.
That is not what you asked.
That is not what I asked.
Hey, you think should we try to throw up some questions on the Twitter? It's been a while since we've done
that.
It's
too late.
Oh, they do have a muscle building thing, though, huh?
What?
No, they have like milk or like gallons of eggs, like already cracked and ready to go for like caterers.
That's what I'm saying, but it's like a muscle building thing.
No, for like caterers and stuff that don't want to buy eggs and crack a bunch of eggs.
How about this?
Like hotels
Terry,
and stuff.
Terry, stop what you're doing. Look at the emblem that's on this thing.
Emblem.
Yeah, the logo or whatever.
Damn.
All right, 2.5 gallons. Oh, 2 half gallons.
Yeah, 2 half gallons. Technically.
It's only egg whites.
It's only egg whites.
Yeah. Well, you can probably get it the other way around, too.
Liquid egg white protein. Mm-hmm. 2 half gallons. 2 half gallons. Why didn't they just say a gallon?
Because they're probably two separate packages.
Ryan, that's ridiculous.
I know.
I'm on Amazon looking up gallon of eggs.
Just like go to like a catering website or something, or Google like hotel.
No, because if you fucking Google catering, it's like, oh yeah, you need catering for like a wedding.
Okay,
I need a couple of gallons of eggs for my wedding. It's gonna be off the charts.
Like bomb ass egg cake. The eggs are the frosting.
I don't see no fucking gallons for cooking or whatever.
All right, it's because you don't know where to look.
I guess not. Let's
get in on the search.
There's a website called Egg Whites International, and it's the one that with the chicken, the muscled up chicken that has muscles on his muscles.
I love a design that looks like I know exactly what I want to make it.
Chicken.
Okay, well, here you have any great egg.
Oh, you could get emergency foods when it says whole eggs and it's in a can.
There you go, that's close. Yeah. Well, all right, well, so maybe they don't have gallons, but shoot, you know what I'm saying.
They do. Yeah, I know they have the... I think you could get, like, a pint.
Still disgusting.
Yeah.
A pint of eggs.
Yeah, that's crazy. So make sure, everybody listening, to pick up a half gallon of egg whites on Amazon. And bulk up for the summer.
Go get your leg day done.
Only take those on leg day.
Yeah. Because your legs need a little extra help.
They do. Because yours suck.
It's easy. It's easy to do arms.
Too easy.
You want to keep it all in proportion. Mm-hmm. That's what's important.
Don't eat anything
that's what the,
on
that's arms. What the ladies like. They like proportion.
They like a solid base.
You can just forget everything else, as long as your base is solid.
True that.
You're solid. Yeah. I'm sorry, this base is just pounding right now.
I can't believe you're still listening to that while we're doing
this. I'm still going. Don't judge my life decisions.
Not judging, I'm just pointing out. That's the people listening that are judging. They're just like, I can't believe
it. Oh, sons of
these
bitches.
Guys. 136 podcasts and none of them good. But I'm still listening.
I'm still waiting for the day where I'll get
I'm
that
still
one.
I'm holding on.
I'm waiting for the one. They all kill each other on air.
Mm. Oh, more about...
Next, tune in next week.
More about Mario Kart.
How was this one?
I don't know if this is new for 8 or not, so Terry, you could probably clarify.
I'll fact check it for you.
The blue shell explodes now?
Yeah,
that was since, exploded. Yeah.
No, has
well,
no,
except well, for the first one. Or not,
no,
not
it started one, exploding in Double Dash.
Double Dash, yeah.
Has it always damaged people around it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, ever since for a
it
long
started
time.
Exploding. Okay. Well, even in the 64, it was if it hit you while it was traveling, then it would hit you.
Well, yeah, no, I knew that.
But yeah, the explosion hurts everybody around.
Yeah. It just seems so more prevalent in this one. Like, it seems like it's a lot bigger. Because I don't think I've never noticed that in any of the other ones. But I guess
it's about the same.
I've only ever played the Super Nintendo one, 64, and this one.
Then you've never played the ones where they started exploding.
So, that's new to me. So, everybody who stopped after 64...
Look out for
that.
The
blue shell explodes, so if you're near the person in first and they get hit with it, you're probably going to get hit too.
Yep.
Just a little fun fact for you.
Yep.
So, Joy, what else are you using your Wii U for?
Played a shit ton of Pikmin 3 today.
Yeah, how is that? Have you played Pikmin before?
Nope, first Pikmin. It's fun. I like it. It's very pretty.
Is that the one where you control, like, three guys?
Kinda. I'm not that far into it. Right now, I'm still playing.
Spoilers, Alex.
What the fuck, Alex, spoilers? That's fuck? Like the big draw of the game.
It's like saying Mario Kart has cars.
Wow, Alex, spoilers.
Mario, did you hear? There's cars in Mario or go karts in Mario Kart. Spoilers, man. God.
What the fuck?
I was looking forward to playing that.
Don't put that on the...
You have to cancel my pre-order.
Nintendo Network, whatever the fuck it is.
What's that?
What? Don't put that on the Miiverse.
Oh, yeah.
You better tag that as spoiler.
Spoilers, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can tag your posts as spoilers when you're talking about games on Miiverse.
It's great. Hit me up on Miiverse. I've been posting a lot of sick shit.
Yeah, like bananas.
Lots of hashtags, a lot of stickers.
Fucking banana getting it in.
Banana game is at an all-time high.
Yeah, so there's going to be a DLC for Mario Kart where you drive Mercedes.
Yeah. I think that's already out for
So Japan. It'll be like my real life.
Yeah, but yeah.
Why are you laughing?
A little cart-sized Mercedes.
Yeah. It's called My Mini Mercedes.
My Mini Mercedes. That's the actual title?
It comes in a little box.
My Little Mercedes.
My Little Mercedes.
Comes in a box like Power Wheels do.
Yeah. And your dad has to plug it in. And then.
Well, I'm not responsible enough for that.
I can't. Are you fucking crazy? I can't use plugs. I've been told not to use plugs anymore.
Where'd you get yours, Terry?
Toys R Us, obviously.
Drove that shit right off the lot.
Paid straight up cash.
Fucking $20.
$50. No big deal.
You know, they say cars depreciate as soon as you drive them off the lot. But I don't care, because I'm not selling this thing.
No, I'm never getting rid of it.
You
mostly because I already crashed it and no one will take it.
The front end's all kind of torn up. You can barely tell it's a Mercedes anymore. You plan on doing any modifications to it, Tay? You get new wheels or like a turbo or something?
By modifications, you mean repairs, then yes.
Fixing it.
I gotta modify my bumper back to its original shape.
Yeah. Gotta get that chassis fixed. bent where I can drive straight.
Currently a salvage title, but you know, I'm working on fixing that.
I can still drive it as long as all I need to turn is right.
Not an ambi turner, huh?
Nope, not anymore. It just kind of does its own thing.
It's fine though, because you like driving it, so it's just gonna make all your trips longer, so you spend more time with it.
That's true. There you go. See, look who's thinking of the right way. Always Dwight.
Ryan understands because he had one that didn't reverse.
All right, did
to climb in through the passenger side.
Yeah, no, I didn't have to climb in. I had to unlock it from the passenger side. So I had to climb over the passenger side, then get back out and go into the driver's side. Get your faster.
I'm sorry, Ryan. I didn't mean to misquote you.
It's all right.
Wow, yeah. You completely misrepresented Ryan.
Yeah, I'm apologizing for it. I'm paying dearly for it, Terry.
Do not paraphrase me. I choose my words very carefully. No?
I thought it was very deliberately.
Maybe, something like that. Still.
That's good. It was good, though, Ryan.
Best episode ever. No, not really. The best episode's when they do. When they do. When they go on welfare, when Dee and Dennis go on welfare. It's the best. Yeah?
So, Alex, tell us of your adventures.
They are over.
Chirp, chirp, chirp.
I am back.
Wait, you went somewhere?
You had adventures?
You had really adventures.
Is that why you weren't on the podcast?
Yes.
Did you take pictures?
No. Picture didn't happen. I was not allowed pictures.
Nope, didn't happen.
What?
That's fuck you, Ryan. World,
yeah. That's the internet.
You don't know.
Alex.
What did you do?
That's a good question, Terry.
I can't tell you, because then I'd have to kill you.
Listen, Alex, I'm going to tell you this as a life tip. That when a place says that they ban pictures, they say nothing about selfies. That pictures, selfies are a
if
different
league. If you happen to take, that's your
personal
property.
A couple accidental
selfies.
Yeah, a few selfies, you know, that were set up maybe with a little foresight in mind, you know, you walk over to whatever you want to take a picture of, pull your camera out, get in front of it, get right next to it.
Yeah.
Make sure it's in frame.
And then you just move your face into it a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just like your
ear. Because nobody wants to see your face. We just want to see what you're taking a picture of.
Right.
Oh, so that's what it was invented for.
What?
Selfies.
What are selfies?
Did you just make that word up?
Where the... What the fuck?
That was fun. What the fuck?
Oh, hate you guys. These are the worst.
Alex, you don't even know us anymore.
That was hilarious.
I'm really glad that happened.
Me too. Did you just make that work out? What the fuck? I'm going to actually re-listen to this podcast. That's gold.
In my head, I'm like, did we change the subject and I wasn't listening?
Did I blank out for a second?
The three of us have been doing this podcast together for the last few weeks. I think we've gotten too good at
it. I know. You guys can read each other's fucking minds. It's terrifying.
Fucking, I was re-listening to, I think it was the last one, where Ryan, you said something to Sarah or whatever, and she was like, what? And you're like, oh, I'm sorry. I was fucking busting up. Yeah, I was just trying to talk to my wife.
Yeah. What? I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I was just trying to talk to my wife.
You better check that shit. Over there, wife talking again. Mm-hmm. She'll talking. Hit you.
She'll hit you.
I know it.
And you'll forget to mute your mic.
It'll be
Why are you doing that again?
It's like another episode of Gundam right there.
Oh, God.
It's got Ryan in it.
Started. I don't understand what's happening in that show. All I know is three people get slapped every episode.
And then they morph into giant robots.
That's exactly what happens.
I know. I've seen it. It's been on since the 80s?
70s.
20s?
Yes. No. Yes.
Oh.
We need to get our story straight here.
I don't even think it exists anymore.
Yes.
No.
No.
I mean, perhaps.
I need you guys to like confirm or deny and back me up here.
Somebody else talk?
Please.
Dwight, I'm going to need you to check this one.
No, I want to know where the fuck you went.
Yeah.
That's true.
Where all these self-proclaimed selfies that you apparently took.
Okay, without giving us a tale of false heroism and whatever Ryan said.
Look, there was a giant comet coming over the earth, and that's all you gotta know. Just live your life. Don't worry about it.
Giant comet, like on Facebook?
No, comet, Ryan.
Like the cleaning stuff?
Okay,
yes,
I when this comet supposedly...
Don't worry about it.
Because I don't even remember looking up.
The president exactly. Didn't even call me.
Did you see the comet?
No, Alex.
Okay, then. There you go.
I'm inclined to believe there was no comet.
Good.
Where the fuck were you?
No longer.
You can't get podcasts. And then come back and lay low.
This has now turned into an investigation.
Are we playing Warframe after this?
I've been playing this entire time.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not what we're talking about.
I can't learn how to play during a podcast.
That's because I was going to say, are you going to play Ryan or are you going to go to bed?
I'm down to play if you guys are going to play.
You're playing right into his hand.
Yeah, we're not talking about this.
Yeah, come on.
I didn't go anywhere. Jesus.
Oh, so you a liar.
You're just a damn liar. Yeah, that's some of that old bullshit right there. Tell them what we do with liars, Dwight.
We cut them.
Shit. Well, wow. What?
White? I'm tired of this shit, all right? Where were you?
Oh, okay, cut the podcast right now. Cut the feed. We got to talk about this.
Jesus.
That's a group.
That is not what happened.
God, we give them a strict warning to White. What the hell?
Listen, I thought you guys were gonna keep going.
We can't go anywhere.
And I went for. I'm sorry.
Jesus.
Yeah, you are. I don't know if we go back on the. Did you stop the podcast?
Oh God damn it!
Well, with his track record, it probably won't work anyway. So
that's
we'll be
true. We can at least rely on the fact that it's just probably gonna break.
It'll probably never air anyway, and no one will ever know that Alex is on a podcast.
Mm-hmm. That makes me so sad.
We'll all just forget.
So guys, I fucked up the footage again.
I'm gonna get that text tomorrow. And I'm gonna cry.
It's gonna be.
I check now immediately after the podcast. So
why? So you can break it to us then? Ruin our entire night.
I'm done trying to draw it out. You know. Let the suspense go. I'm just like, if it doesn't work well, that's it.
Are you freaking out? Like, was that you, like, the first time it happened? Like, what do I tell them?
No, the first time it was like, whatever. Yeah,
it was like the 12th
It was
time.
Like the second time I was just like, oh, fuck, it broke again. I really need to start checking
this
shit.
I think it was that time that it happened like twice in a row that you were just like freaking out.
Yeah, the second time around, I was just like, I can't do this.
Like, we
again.
All, like, came back, like, the next day and did another podcast, and that one fucked up, too, and we were just like, are you kidding?
And it sucks, too, because, like, trying to do two podcasts in a row, like, day to day, it just, you can't do it. The enthusiasm's gone,
mm-hmm.
You know? We need, like, a whole different crew of people.
The stories don't work the same.
Yeah, they don't. There has been, like, a couple of times where we're like, oh, man, you gotta tell that story on the podcast, and then you do, and it just falls flat. And it's just like, well, that was more interesting the first time around.
In the moment, yeah. But that's not going to happen, right?
No. I did check before the podcast that my mic was working. You're you guys sure. were working. Yeah, I checked. I check now.
Wow, it's almost like you started acting like a professional.
Almost.
Damn.
Almost. He fucking got you.
Well, yeah.
Shut up, Alex. Oh. You're a liar. Don't think I forgot.
Oh, you're still mad.
I am furious.
It was like time 5 minutes ago. Terry,
get over it. I'm sorry, Ryan. You were saying something?
No.
Okay. I stand corrected.
No.
I think it's important.
Oh, well, this is new.
Laugh,
he's
Alex.
In total asshole mode.
It's all that house music he's blasting right now.
Don't blame music.
I'm blaming it.
Yeah.
It's the only thing that's different right now. He always plays Warframe.
So, I'm listening to some really aggressive stuff. Listening.
Gotta put a little tang on the end of it.
Ah, you guys remember Tang?
I do.
Yeah, I do remember.
That was gross.
It was not good.
I never had it in my house. I had it in a thing.
We weren't allowed to have it in my house.
We were a Nesquik family. That's one sugary powder enough.
I am not sorry to hear that. You made the right choice.
We had Capri Suns in mine.
Yeah, we had some Capri Sun too.
I actually thought about Sunny bringing Capri Sun to Allie's birthday party. Like a whole box of it.
Party's here!
Yeah, you know, you punch a hole in it.
You should go to Costco, man.
Oh, man. Costco got big-ass things of Capri Sun?
Hell yeah, always. Oh, man. They got big things
Costco
of
got
everything.
Big-ass things of everything.
Costco. The Costco.
Why are you saying it like that? I don't like that.
Well, that's how it's spelt, Ryan.
Fuck, I could go for
Capri Sun right now. Too bad you don't
live at home anymore. Alex, what's your top 5 favorite Capri Suns?
Wildberry. Wild Splash.
That's hot.
Wildberry. And Wildberry.
And Mountain Splash. That's it.
Listen, Terry, look at this. Right here. Alex, you could look, I guess. This man was...
Whoa.
This man was told when he got up there, they said, no pictures. You know what he did?
Took a goddamn picture.
He took two selfies. Because they ain't pictures. And he still got the point across.
That's how to live life.
Yeah, Alex, right here. That dude right there, that could have been you, maybe. We don't know. Where the fuck were you? This investigation is
all a lie.
Ain't throwing this shit in cold case.
Never know. I'm not buying his cover story of not being anywhere.
I don't believe it for one second, right?
That's fine. You can believe whatever you want to.
That's the problem, Alex. We don't believe anything right now.
I don't know what to believe anymore.
You'll never find out.
You'll never find those bodies. What?
I'm sorry?
No, but really, where are the bodies, Alex?
I don't know what you're talking about, Terry.
Did you forget English?
Alex,
what bodies?
You are bringing me down from my house high right now. I was fucking fist pumping a second ago, and now I'm down to a slow two-step. A slow and sad two-step because of you.
Good, good.
Can you?
We don't like you listening with yourself. To us. You get me.
You love it, you bitch.
Dude, listen to Hard House.
He's gonna start dropping acid soon. We need to stop.
And what if I am,
now
Alex?
He's gonna start drinking Sextasy. We gotta get that on the market.
You can't put this podcast out until we get a deal going. We need to patent this.
How are we gonna get a deal?
We need to lock it down. I know a guy.
Do you?
I know a few guys. I know you guys.
So tell me about this business proposal you're going to.
That's good.
I know, that's why I said it. My humor's on point.
I guess.
On point.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
He said that so scared. Okay.
Don't hurt me.
So, Brian, what have you been playing aside from Watch Dogs?
Just Watch Dogs.
What do you like about Watch Dogs?
I like it. It's my kind of game. You know how much I love just going crazy?
Wait, like but Watch Dogs came out like a few days ago. What were you playing before that?
Batman.
Oh.
Arkham.
That reminds me.
Arkham Origins.
Brian. I want to watch a show about The Flash. Is there a DC show about The Flash?
Like a movie?
No, or like a cartoon series. Or a series, yeah.
I don't know, I'll have to look. I haven't really looked. I like The Flash,
yeah,
though. I'm watching Batman right now.
I saw like a thing on Reddit where it was a picture of, it was like a really like well-done picture of Superman, Sonic, and the Flash on, like, the start of, like, a racing line or whatever. Like
Oh, weird.
Yeah, and, like, people are all speculating who would win or whatever. And then there was, like, one thread where it's like, you guys are fucking stupid as shit. The Flash is gonna win.
Well, yeah.
Right. It makes sense. The Flash has already beat Superman a bunch of times.
And Sonic's an animal.
And Sonic, yeah, he's a hedgehog, alright? He's just blue. Someone dyed him blue as, like, an art piece. And the motherfucker's been running away from
I don't know if there's a show, but there's a couple like movies out that you should watch that are pretty dope. Like Justice League The Flash Paradox is pretty crazy.
It's a movie?
There's a bunch of DC like animated.
Yeah, that's fine. I like the Justice League Flash. I thought he's pretty funny.
Yeah, and it's dope. It's cool. There's a new Batman movie out called Son of Batman. It's pretty cool. Came out like last
okay,
month.
We're talking about the Flash here, Ryan. Don't.
I know. There's all sorts of them, though. Like all sort. There's another Flash movie too that DC has. I'm trying to think. We have to look.
I looked at the Flash on Netflix.
Oh, I don't want. Yeah. Really you'll have to go to the
Justice League.
You'll have to go to the. You'll have to go. Yeah, that's. There should just be regular Justice League on there too.
Justice League.
If you're gonna watch those, watch them Justice League and then Justice League Unlimited. It's the same show, they just rebranded it.
Okay.
Watch them all. Batman's the last one. I don't know if there's a Flash one, I'll have to look. Superman, I'm not going to watch, because, come on.
Yeah, see...
He's gonna marry Lois Lane and fight Lex Luthor.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's his plot, right?
Oh, and he's allergic to a rock.
Yeah. Which happens to be very commonplace on Earth.
I'm deathly allergic to this particular mineral. Get away from me.
Turns into a giant baby.
Is that kryptonite?
Yeah, get it away.
You know I can't have that.
Is this food cooked with kryptonite?
He orders like a pepperoni pizza or whatever, and he just like he has to mention it. It's like this.
There's no kryptonite on this, is there?
No, it's a pepperoni pizza, sir.
Are you sure?
Okay, just checking, because I'm deathly allergic to kryptonite.
I don't even know what that is, sir.
Like, whatever, and he goes and makes a pizza and brings it back, and he's like, are you sure that there's no kryptonite? Yeah.
I know you told me earlier, but I have to make sure.
Because I don't know if you heard me, but I am deathly allergic. Superman's a bitch. Yeah.
Right, though?
Here.
Yeah, ha ha. Yeah. Huzzah.
Are we all going to just read this right now on the audio podcast?
Yes.
Can I be Superman?
No, we're not doing that.
Can I be Green Lantern?
Can be Wonder
Hell
Woman.
Hell yeah. I got two lines. All right, that's one character.
That's as far as it's going. All right,
Terry, you be Superman.
I'm trying to pull it up.
Oh.
You got the voice for it, Ryan. You could be Batman.
All right, I'll be the Green Lantern. Oh, okay, I'll be Batman.
Alex, you gotta be Green Lantern then.
Alex
is Superman.
All right, Superman.
I'm gonna go. All
right, Alex is Superman.
Terry, you're Wonder Woman. I'm Green Lantern.
Wait, no, I thought you were Wonder Woman.
Listen, we're mixing it up, all right? We're friends here. Terry could be Wonder Woman. He's been dying for it.
Okay,
that's
so
it. Done.
Who's gonna start?
It's fucking Green Lantern.
Yeah, I know. Who's Green Lantern? It's Terry.
Terry's
dead.
Terry.
He is conveniently missing now.
Terry.
He may be taking a dump. He has spontaneous.
He's a piece of.
He has spontaneous dumpatitis.
What a fucking asshole.
What a dick. Well, I'll go to AMP really quick then. Like, people just can walk away from the podcast whenever they feel like it now.
Okay, well,
I was actually kind of looking forward to it.
Well, Penny Arcade, hey, just to sum it up, Penny Arcade makes some funny shit. You should probably check it out.
God damn it, my game does this thing where the gun just starts shooting, and I think it's my control going, like, and I just have to.
Didn't you have that problem in GTA?
Not with this control.
Okay. That's weird.
At Dwight.
Look, there he is. What an asshole.
Welcome back from your dump. How
Thanks.
Was it?
Loud. Robust.
I was about to say robust.
Audible.
Extremely audible.
Everyone hated it. But I enjoyed it.
So we're not doing this, are we?
I already closed out of it. Wonder Woman out.
It may as well have never happened.
It's a lot, Terry.
May as well not exist anymore.
Fucking do it. There you go.
Yep.
Really don't want to get sick.
Do it.
Are you getting sick?
I'm getting sick.
I don't want you to get sick just because you start whining.
There's a head cold going on right now. Leanne has it.
You turn into a real Alex when you're sick.
Yeah, well, apparently when we went out, or the night after we went out.
He went out with Leanne? Did you hear that shit?
He's talking about Vanessa's party.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I'll be like, you going to stand for that door?
Yeah? What, they can't
I
be friends?
No, Kenna got sick.
No?
Wow, okay. Can I not be friends with Sarah?
Jesus. No?
All right.
That's over.
No. Sarah, that's, we are now acquaintances.
Were you guys, have you guys been friends this whole time behind my back?
Behind my back.
How dare you?
All right, Terry, you were saying?
I thought we were friends. Wait, what?
You were saying something about you going out and then getting sick or something?
Oh, just that somebody else like actually got sick, and then Roberts started getting sick, but...
He needs to stop getting sick.
He got over it.
That man needs to stop getting sick.
Yeah. You know it.
Mm-hmm. I'm powering through this. I'm gonna drown it out.
You just...
Drown it and bury it in food. That's usually how I tackle these things.
When you get sick, you just eat a lot of food.
I fucking eat. I sleep. Drink heavily. Burn it with alcohol.
You're gonna burn it with alcohol? What, like your skin? Or like you're just gonna drink it and then hope it burns it inside?
I'm gonna down a bottle of Jack.
No, you're not.
Hope it goes away.
You're not gonna do that.
Do it.
Whatever, it's fine. Stay with Jerry.
Gotta inject a bunch of the gun.
Yeah, I don't know what you're singing right now.
That was a shanty called Sailor Jerry.
That was a terrible shanty. And you should never sing it again. That's the shanty. That's the one you want.
Terry, I want all of them.
Dwight, you need to step your shanty game up.
Nah. I've played only up to our Let's Play of Assassin's Creed. I haven't played a lick more. Not a single lick, Terry.
You should probably do that.
You whip your tongue out and start licking everything.
That's not a bad idea. This guy knows what he's talking about,
Dwight. I actually didn't hear what he said. What?
Wow.
At least I admit to it, unlike Alex.
I heard it.
Yeah. But that's only one thing out of all the things that we were talking
about.
Shut
the fuck up, Dwight.
Don't come at Alex, Dwight.
Listen, I'll come at whatever I want.
You don't know Alex like that.
I don't know any of you. Hasn't stopped me before. I found a knife.
I'm sorry?
You know what to do.
Whoa.
Okay, we're just gonna cut here.
He's gonna eat some steak. What the hell's wrong with you people?
I'm fucking hungry.
I don't have any steak. That's what's wrong with me.
Yeah. Well, you're not at Dwight's house, so no one cares.
Dwight, I'm coming over.
No steak for you.
Fuck you.
This is what you get.
I don't like this podcast vibe.
Since when Alex comes, everybody gets so angry.
I know. I'm angsty. Like, why is this happening?
This is what happens when you leave us, Alex. And then you come back, and it throws everything off.
We've been so at peace.
Well, it took us a bit.
Yeah, that's true, but they will call it the time of great peace in the land of Mongoose.
The 7 years peace.
We'll have to find the last episode that he was in and call it that time of peace.
Well, whatever the podcast was named, or just how many podcasts it's been?
Yeah, exactly, like the 20 podcasts of
peace. I think
peace.
It's only been like 5, maybe.
Well, it feels like 20. Miss you, baby.
See.
Looks like you got one fan, Alex.
Yeah, one looks down. Like it.
6 billion to go.
I'm not sticking around for that long.
I have things to do.
I'm dropping out maybe 5 podcasts after this one.
Yeah, do you have...
That's when I'm going to hit it big.
You move into another podcast?
Move to a bigger podcast.
Well, with a bigger number. A bigger episode number. Someone who's already up in 150.
I'm going to the 200s, baby.
You gotta find a podcast that's near quad digits.
Oh, damn.
I don't think I'm ready for that.
I don't know if there's a podcast that even is there.
Well, sure we gotta start ramping it up.
We're doing good.
Daily podcasts.
4 a week, at least.
Minicasts. Microcasts. 5 minutes. What did you do today?
Nothing. That's cool.
See
Thanks
ya.
For listening.
10-minute podcast.
Terry, you forgot all the insults and stuff. You're supposed to be like, God, that's stupid. You suck.
No, but Dwight needs to do it. Dwight needs to call us all individually. Start somewhere. We'll pick a random person, ask us a bunch of questions, ask them what insults they have for the other members of Team Mongoose, and then pass it on to the next one and then record it and all mash it all together.
Seems like so much work for me to do.
Oh, well,
so
get over it.
That's what we have to do then.
Mm hmm.
Sorry, Dwight.
Or we could just try to do this weekly.
Nope. We're still going to do it weekly. I'm talking about the daily ones.
No, I don't want to do those, though.
No, but you have to.
I don't have to do them.
Carrie, go over there.
Aye.
What are you guys saying aye for?
I have everybody else's proxy, and they all vote aye.
Who's proxy?
Wow.
This is why he never wins these votes.
You would know that if you cared anything about us.
I am no politician.
I don't understand that.
I'm trying to figure out which one Alex was on. Alex, were you on Plain Science?
Which one was that one about?
We talked about Plain Science.
About Plain Science.
It was a live cast. Our last live cast.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think I was.
Were you on Come On, Scott?
No, definitely not, because you guys started throwing that at me, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
You were on It's Brown, though. Yeah. That was the one with Spencer and the Mountain Dew idea. Okay, so he's only been gone for 3 podcasts, guys.
Well, not since we haven't had done one together in a while, though.
Yeah,
but
you've got to consider the time between podcasts.
Yeah, that too. And, yeah, he wasn't on a podcast
with
you guys.
The ones that were lost. A lost cast.
So that means...
Wait, so who was on the one I was on?
Spencer,
it was Spencer, you,
and Adrian,
me.
I think.
Adrian. I think that sounds about right. No wonder the chemistry was off here.
Yeah, because you ruined it.
Fuck you, Terry.
Wow. See?
Now you're just going to take my words and throw them right back at me, huh?
Yeah, very nice, Alex.
It's unprofessional is what it is.
And if there's anything that this podcast is, it's being professional.
It's the epitome of professionalism.
I have been very courteous and respectful to each and everyone.
I don't fuck around when it comes with to manners, okay?
Yeah.
I'm sure the fuck
out of life.
What is happening right now?
We're still figuring out our feelings, Alex.
We're just fucking talking about our etiquette. God.
There's a lot of emotions going on right now since you've came back. You need to stop leaving us to our own don't leave us alone.
Don't ever leave again.
Don't ever be alone.
Oh, you guys, I promise nothing.
Oh, you guys, you mean something to me.
Dude, the floppy cocks is following our podcast. Just thought I'd let you guys know.
Oh.
Why are you... This is good news.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Who are they?
I don't know.
A very reputable person.
I see.
Or entity.
Yeah. They follow us and the Mongoose Country podcast. So they're obviously very reputable.
What's a Mongoose
Shout
country?
Out to them. If them, him,
them,
her,
him.
Them.
No, you get it. Them, him.
Them. Them, him, them. Yes. Shout out to them.
Good job.
Tweet at us if you're listening
That's
to this.
At Hey Bunchies.
And demand an apology. And we will consider it.
Well, we will make him do it. Publicly and naked.
What?
You won't be on camera. You'll just have to be naked.
He's probably naked right now, for being
honest.
Yeah,
Rain.
If I wasn't in a shared garage, I would be too.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, you guys have webcam going, don't you?
Yo, guys, we got a small milestone right now, and I'm very happy that Alex is actually here to celebrate. Our podcast has actually broke 1 million listens.
Woo!
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
We're at 1,031,000.
That sucks for the listeners.
Yeah.
Sucks to be you.
Which is fucking crazy.
That's awesome. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you so much.
Oh, good for yeah.
You guys. Yeah, way to go, you guys.
I have nothing better to do with your free time.
Thank you so much for using it.
You could be out doing things, way. But you're sitting at home listening to us, being bored, getting
you.
Pissed that we keep yelling and demeaning you. Here's to another million.
That was
drinking again.
So if you guys, you know, Ryan, we've already lost the opportunity at your wedding, but, you know, Terry, Alex, if you need someone to do a toast, please keep me in mind.
I thought of you, but then I remembered
you're not
I don't
invited to my wedding.
Didn't want that.
Well, Ryan, as long as you thought of me,
I thought about how horrible it would have been if I picked you to do a toast.
Sometimes, Ryan, you make the right choice.
I do sometimes, not often.
Yeah. That was the good thing to do.
So that's nice to celebrate. Mm-hmm. For a future reference, we need somebody with that champagne app on their phone.
Champagne?
No, we need the air horn app.
Yeah. Oh, the air horn. Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting like 12,000 listens or so every month.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Considering it only comes out once a month, that's pretty good.
That's the thing, though, is like last year, like I'm looking in 2013 here, we were breaking 50K every month. Yup.
That's crazy for just pulling shit out of our ass.
That's crazy for us.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get back in the swing of shit. I'm working on it right now. This is more often than it has been. We've put them out every week, roughly.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Roughly. Don't hold me to that.
Don't hold me accountable for the things that I say.
I can't have any sort of responsibility with this.
That's all right. That's understandable.
Yeah. But shout out to the Floppy Cox. Thanks for being a part of this celebration.
What?
Thank you for helping us reach our milestone.
One step closer to world domination through audio podcast. What?
What?
What? What? What?
Oh. I said one step closer to world domination via audio podcast.
That's what you said. We couldn't hear you over all the house music.
I can't hear you over all the house music.
That's what we said.
What?
One step closer to world domination via podcast.
What?
Oh.
I don't like this game anymore.
Hey, Ryan. I'm thinking about maybe doing a live-action T-Mongoose tourney for Mario Kart.
Yeah, I know. I tweeted to you back about
it. And I would like to know, how are you available? Because it's really about you and Spencer like working together to find time to where both of you can actually make it down here.
How soon are we talking?
It's up to you guys. Whatever's
tomorrow.
Comfortable for both of you. Because he drives a big-ass truck, so gas is, you know, a bitch for him.
Tomorrow.
It has to be a weekend.
Yeah, I know it has to be a weekend.
Today is
we have
still
to time
a weekend.
It probably has to be in July at the earliest.
Can you get here in half an hour?
No.
Not even if I tried.
You could try very hard and he would die.
Right, no.
I'm making him 45 if I tried really hard and no cops were on the road.
Do you hear that, Terry?
Wow. I heard it.
Okay.
I don't believe it though.
You get all the cops off the road, Terry, go commit a serious crime.
Well then I can't play Mario Kart then.
So? You own
well,
it.
When you put it that way.
We'll have to figure. We'll talk about it later.
But
now is
I
not want to
talk about it now.
People don't need to know about my
I
schedule.
I think it'd be fun. We can even probably take it a step further and maybe do like a $5 buy-in. Winner takes all.
Maybe.
Dwight, I don't have $5.
Okay, I'll spot you.
Thanks. Right?
But if you win, I get half of it.
That's a fair trade.
That's, you have literally nothing to lose. Oh, here's that picture and the thread I was talking about with Superman, Sonic, and Flash. It's a neat picture, but like, fucking the things that they go in.
There's no picture here. It's just a bunch of words.
Right. Okay. Ryan doesn't know how to Reddit. Okay. I'm sorry, Ryan. There you go. You're welcome.
Thanks.
Oh, that is pretty cool.
Yeah, but they fucking go into literally like numbers.
Sonic's top speed is only 200 kilometers per hour.
Is it?
She could never. I don't fucking know.
Because the Flash can travel like 13 trillion times the speed of light.
He actually went so fast once that he beat himself in a race.
Yeah.
That's fucking bullshit.
He does go back in time with it as well. That's what that Flash paradox is.
Yeah, there's also a comic of him letting Superman win, and then Superman brings it back up and goes, yeah, but I've won you in a race. And he goes, that was for charity. And then he just fucking takes off and beats the shit out of Superman in another race.
That was for charity. You asshole.
He's such an asshole.
Yeah, like, it's just, I don't know. The Flash is a cool character, man.
He is.
I want to know, like, the story behind his suit. Because I feel like the story behind suits is always a pretty neat thing. Except for Superman.
He needed clothes, so he put on a suit.
Alright, explain the things on his ears, then.
There is a 1967 cartoon.
Dwight.
Okay. Alright. Alright, Terry.
It's obvious.
Okay. Alright. I'm a little slow today. You mind explaining it to me?
Yeah, I do mind.
Fair enough. I'm not going to force you to do anything you don't want to. Unlike Alex.
What? You walked right into that one, Alex. Let's be real here.
You really did.
That's Alex right now. He's looking at that. He's only looking at Sonic. And he's just like, have you ever went fast? Then he starts walking to the store like this. And you go, gotta go fast.
Your girlfriend sent me that once.
There's a whole bunch of them like this.
That's horrifying.
A little bit.
Well, there is a Flash TV series in the 90s. Unfortunately, it only survived one season.
Was it live action?
I remember that one.
Oh, yes, it is live action.
It was terrible.
Oh, I guess there's a Flash coming in fall 2014.
Yeah, because of Green Arrow doing well. They're going to do a Flash one.
They're doing Gotham, too. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, Gotham.
The Flash is not even fair. He outran death.
Yeah.
That's,
right here, Alex, if you want your fucking mind to be blown, that's the one right there that talks about literally like how fast he can go. It is dumb in the way that the cop out for it is that has control or knows of the Flash Force? Speed Force.
The speed force.
And that basically just is like, oh, okay, that's their explanation of it. And someone had actually a pretty good thing that they said something about DC characters being like, so OP that the only plots that they can ever get out of it is when they take their powers completely away.
Yeah, like,
which is kind of true if you think about it. Like, the plot really only progresses with Superman when Kryptonite's really there. Because otherwise, like, what's going to stop him, you know? Batman, not so much, you know? Because he's sort of just a dude. You know, you can't really take his superpowers away unless you, like, break his back like
his power
Bane
is
did.
Money.
They took his money, Alex, and that didn't work either.
Did it?
He just got real sad for a while, and then...
They broke his back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He did all the things Dwight said, and still couldn't...
His back healed, though.
Yeah. He got better.
He got better.
They do that, you know.
But it's, I don't know. It makes sense. It's true. Like, if you really think about it.
I've always felt like Marvel always had, like, the, like, ridiculous superheroes. There's so many of them, like, and their villains are always crazy. Like, it's crazy.
I like this picture, Ryan. Look at that one. It's Superman, Flash on the start line, and then Batman's there, too, and he just says, I'm Batman.
Oh, see, I like that.
He's got this.
Yeah, I think he's got my money's on. I'd never bet against Batman. That's the rule.
If he's doing something, then that means he probably has something up his sleeve.
Or on his
belt. Or on his belt. Or in his cape. Or in his cowl.
Yes. Cowl?
He's got a fucking knockout guy.
I put the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
That's true. Preach!
Flash and a tie between Sonic and Supes. Do you think... Can Superman run fast?
Yeah. Superman has every superpower you can think
that's
of.
Why I fucking can't stand Superman. Let's just give him everything.
Yeah. He has X-ray vision that's and creative. Laser eyes. And
like, and
fucking ice breath.
Yeah.
And he can...
He eats a mint and he's just like, that's cool.
All right, that's good. That's solid. He's also super strong. And
he can fly and he can run.
He has super hearing, cool. He has breath that cools. If you read
he's
the comic
also
books,
super considerate.
If you read the comic books, he actually gets stronger and stronger the older he gets, and he starts getting newer powers and stuff
newer
like that.
Newer powers?
Mm-hmm.
That does...
There's one where there's a ship flying into the sun. He's older and he flies and somehow they describe it really weird, but it's like his life force field. He extends it around those people or some crap.
Damn.
It's crazy.
Good.
Yeah.
He just gets, okay.
The more
good for you.
The more but the whole thing is he went to the sun and overexposed himself and was dying. But,
oh, is the sun made of kryptonite?
No, he put like too much radiation and his cells were like exploding. Like little mini suns exploding inside.
That's awesome.
The sun's exploding inside of him. Jesus Christ.
Hmm. But yeah, no, he's... So is his ground game is strong, is what I'm hearing. Do you think he could beat Sonic?
Yeah, probably.
Well, he could beat up Sonic.
That's true. Sonic is not super strong.
Just trips him, sends him flying. God.
You gotta think that, like, people that can run super fast or whatever, like, their bodies would be built to be able to take those falls, yeah? Like, that would just have to be something that comes with it. Like, you can't be super you can't be, like, as fragile as a human and run, like, as fast as Sonic or something, you know? Like, his bone structure there must be something there.
You could, but
like he adapted to the speed or something.
Like, with speed comes, like, strong
bones. Yeah, I'm sure his bones are fucking compressed as shit.
Sonic.
All of them.
Oh, probably all of them.
Actually, there was a really cool thing that they were talking about Flash, about how fast he can think, because, like, you know, when you move at those types of speeds, you gotta be able to process, you know, what's going on, you know, within microseconds, mm-hmm. if not faster.
That's why he's such a good...
And, they were talking about, I was like, that has to be just, like, horrible for him in his day-to-day, where he's just, like, standing, like, waiting for a burger or whatever, and it feels like years for this person to decide mm-hmm. what they're going on, and one person said that it depends on the current, like, writer or whatever for him, but the one explanation that I liked was that the speed of his thoughts scales with the speed that he's moving.
Yeah, that's what I've always
heard. Yeah, so when he's sitting around, he's just like a normal dude, but, you know, as he's like running or going faster, his speed of think speeds up. Which I thought that was pretty cool. I thought that's an actual legitimate explanation. Not, you know, the speed force. The speed force wills it to be.
All hail the Speed Force. You would mock the Speed Force?
Absolutely not. I would never.
That's right, so you shut up.
So, anything else you guys want to talk about, or what? We blow our load?
I think we blow our load.
I think we blew our load, yep.
All right, everybody. Thanks, everybody.
I'm just getting ready to
coming
blow.
To the Team Mongoose podcast. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And thank you, everybody, who's been a part of our first 1,000,000 listens. That's truly something that's not really that promoted that much. You guys are still around listening. You found your way to the podcast.
That's awesome.
Very cool.
Here, here. Ha, ha.
We're here for another spotty.
Drinks on Terry.
Spotty 30 episodes in a row.
Yeah, drinks on me. I just gotta use the bathroom real quick.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Believe. It's all I wanna do. All I wanna do. Yeah.
I wanna do.